Now, our scientists and outside experts have met through the night and continue this morning to analyze the data from the well integrity test. What they're working to determine is whether we can safely shut in the well using the new cap without creating new problems, including possibly countless new oil leaks in the seafloor. Now, even if a shut-in is not possible, this new cap and the additional equipment being placed in the Gulf will be able to contain up to 80,000 barrels a day, which should allow us to capture nearly all the oil until the well is killed. It's important to remember that prior to the installation of this new cap, we were collecting on average about 25,000 barrels a day.
Obama calls the new cap on the well good news.
Either we will be able to use it to stop the flow, or we will be able to use it to capture almost all of the oil until the relief well is done. But we're not going to know for certain which approach makes sense until additional data is in. And all the American people should rest assured that all of these decisions will be based on the science and what's best for the people of the Gulf.
But the president cautions that scientists are still doing a number of tests to make sure the cap doesn't create more leaks.
What they want to make sure of is that by putting this cap on, the oil isn't seeping out elsewhere in ways that could be even more catastrophic. And that involves measuring pressures while this cap is on. The data is not all still in, and it has to be interpreted by the scientists. But here's the good news that I think everybody needs to understand. Even if it turns out that we can't maintain this cap and completely shut off the flow of oil, what the new cap allows us to do is to essentially attach many more containment mechanisms so that we're able to take more oil up to the surface, put it on ships, it won't be spilling into the Gulf.
But just capping the well is not enough. Obama points out there are still millions of gallons of oil polluting the Gulf waters and shorelines of five states.
There's still a lot of oil out there, and that's why we've got more skimmers out there. There's better coordination on the ground along the shorelines. There's still going to be an enormous cleanup job to do, and there's still going to be the whole set of issues surrounding making sure people are compensated properly, that the $20 billion fund is set up and is acting expeditiously. So we've got an enormous amount of work to do, and people down in the Gulf, particularly businesses, are still suffering as a consequence of this disaster.
A reporter asked if the relief wells that are being drilled thousands of feet below the seafloor are on target to reach the well and plug the hole.
So far, it's actually slightly ahead of target, but the problem on the relief well is not simply drilling all the way down, it's also connecting it up, and that's a delicate operation that could take some time.
In a press release today, BP announced that they've paid residents and businesses of the Gulf Coast a total of $201 million. Obama says that he expects BP to be fined for the oil catastrophe and that a per-barrel fee will be a component of that fine.
Well, we are obviously going to be taking measures about how much oil is spilled, and those are calculations that are going to be continually refined. BP is going to be paying for the damage that it has caused. And that's going to involve not only paying for the environmental disaster and cleanup, but also compensating people who've been affected.
Yeah. Right. Basis.
That's going to be a component of the calculations that are made.